T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
NFL Sunday with Christian Fourier, Jermaine Wiggins, and Rich Keefe. Getting you set for Pats and Ravens, Patriots.
The football is scooped up by Hightower, and he takes it home for the touchdown.
Ravens.
Jackson. First down, touchdown.
Now broadcasting from the Best Yet Studios in Boston, it's NFL Sunday, presented by Kaplansky Insurance, with Fourier, Wiggy, and Keefe on WEEI.
From our Best Yet studio here in Brighton, this is NFL Sunday, week 9 on WEEI. Rich Keefe, Jermaine Wiggins, and Andy Hart filling in for Christian Fourier today. Good morning, fellas.
Hi.
What is good?
Nice little Sunday out there. Yeah. Cold?
Do I need a, like,
yes, you need
kid
whatever
story, yeah, about something crossing a river?
You
and
need
how
an
it
analogy.
Yeah.
Fourier,
yeah,
brings the analogy, and he brings the scoops.
Yeah, he's
sometimes
definitely
he has
plugged in.
Remember he said Emmanuel Sanders was not going to get traded?
Yep. But then he.
Well, that was a couple of weeks before he got traded.
To the Patriots. You didn't listen to the whole sentence.
Right. No, that's true.
But then he did say that he will be traded.
Yes,
later
he did
on.
Later on. Oh. So he did change it. Okay. He had sources in there, yeah, in Denver.
Okay, so I have breaking news.
What
Tom
do you have?
Brady will not play for the Patriots next year, but he might.
Ooh,
so
that sounds like an Ian Rappaport right
yeah,
there.
That's, yeah, that's
Chris
that's
Mortensen.
That's what that sounds like. That's pretty good.
Fourier's a little bit. I talked to somebody that said Emmanuel Sanders is not on the trading block. Then a couple weeks later, I did talk to somebody. They might be looking to deal him.
Yeah, perfect. Nailed it. They were like, oh, okay, fair enough.
You got your Tom Brady trucker hat on today. Is that what that is?
I had this long before Tom Brady hat. Look how old this thing looks.
Yeah. Tom Brady, that TB12 trucker hat's pretty sweet.
I don't mind the trucker hat.
And I love how he comes to the podium at whatever, 145, yeah, and then on social media and everything, the TB12 Center's tweeting out the photo. Available here. Click on the link
good
below.
Why good wouldn't marketing.
You? Yeah, why wouldn't you? And when Wiggy
really
has his way,
to?
When Gronk comes back, Wiggy, he'll be wearing all the CBD stuff when he's up there.
Have you given up on that?
Have I given up on what, the CBD?
No, Gronk. What you do in your personal life, I got no interest.
Well, I did do the CBD, and have I given up on Gronk's return?
Wiggy doesn't give up on much, but this sounds like
I know. I got something
is.
I need to ask him later.
Is, but. It kind of sounds like you are.
I'm not. I feel like...
you hesitated, though.
Well,
I feel like this is as close to age. You're done.
My percentage of him returning is starting to really come down, but I said this. This is what I initially said.
Yeah.
That he will return, whether it's this year or next year.
Oh,
so
geez, Fourier.
Oh, that's I know. Now you're extending it a little bit.
No, but that was always been my...
weren't you at 99.9 or something?
Yeah, I was at like 98%.
Okay.
But I still believe...
So this year, what percent?
This year, it's starting to drop a little bit.
Yeah, I would have
two.
To hope so.
I need
so.
A number.
I mean, it's week 9.
It's week 9, yeah. I'm going to say like 39%.
39, he's back.
Yeah.
I'd put it at about 1.
Yeah, I've had zero.
It's not
crazy. I've had zero the whole time.
Leave.
He's not coming back. Yeah.
Dale didn't break you down? Because Dale's been strong the whole time that he was.
Well, it's actually one of the few things I've been right about maybe ever was even last year at this time, I was like, this is Gronk's last season. This is Gronk's last season. All the way up through the Super Bowl, but this is going to be Gronk's last game. But Dale had his report that he was 100% coming back. I was like, even then, I was like, well, maybe I'm starting. I'm like, well, you sound pretty confident, but nope, I think he's done. Like, I just think, the year before, it seemed like he might have been done. But anyway, we're not going to talk about Gronk today. My question for you guys is, before we get into the Ravens specifically, leave them out of it for a second. What type of team do you think would present the toughest challenge to the Patriots? Like, what would that team have to have in order for you to say, this might be a tough afternoon for the Pats? You could start on either side of the ball. Like, what would it take? Because we've seen 8 games. One of them has been competitive.
Right.
The game against Buffalo. And even then, you never really thought the Patriots were going to lose that game. They've played a lot of bad teams. And so what you've seen from them, what type of team do you think would present the biggest challenge?
A team with a solid defense and a quarterback who doesn't make mistakes.
Yeah, yeah. I would say a team that solid defense, you could probably say that, but trying to find a team that has a solid defense, it'd be difficult. But a team with a quarterback that can throw the ball all over the place.
But can't make mistakes.
Yes.
That's the thing. You need a guy that
a couple weeks in a row, the other team's quarterback was broken. He made
some of the dumbest shots.
The way I see it is there's only 3 guys out there that could do it. Oh. Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Russell Wilson, and a healthy Patrick Mahomes.
Now, is that...
I don't want to alarm you. That's four.
Oh, that's four.
Right, well, I would have said four.
I'm not so sure about that.
I would have said four, but I don't know
Mahomes
how...
Mahomes is up in the air.
I don't
air.
Know how healthy he's going to be. That's why I right. preface it by saying healthy Patrick Mahomes.
So the only loss they have on the schedule using your barometer is the Chiefs.
And
possibly.
That's a maybe.
No, I don't think
they... Because they don't play those other three.
Yeah, I don't think they lose to the
Chiefs.
So you're
thinking they're undefeated.
I don't think they lose to anybody because the reason why I look at the Chiefs, right... What made Patrick Mahomes...
be honest. If you feel it, you feel it, right, Wiggy?
You do.
What made Patrick Mahomes so successful as a quarterback? Not really his ability to throw from inside the pocket, but was his ability to throw from outside the pocket. And if they're saying he's going to need surgery after the season, he's going to be dealing with this injury all season long.
Yeah. Well, he's got lax knees, they said, right? Lax ligaments.
Lax.
Nice and loose.
What is that sort of like
what is that
unique
loose.
Elbow?
Loose. So he was actually, he somewhat benefited from
loose
his
knees?
Loose knees.
So
what are loose knees?
So loose knees, is that a good thing, a bad thing?
Yeah. Depends on the situation. Because the way I saw it termed, in this situation, it was good. But the bad thing is, because it's loose, this could happen like
again.
Over and over again.
Right.
Could just keep happening.
So then it's not a good thing. Having loose knees is not a good thing.
Well.
There's no well
now
to
if
it.
They fix it. It was good. Maybe he avoided a more serious injury at the time, and then they tightened things up a little bit.
But don't they have to fix it through surgery?
Yeah, I think so.
But the surgery's not till after the season.
Right, but maybe he has a Super Bowl by then.
Well, but
they're
not,
saying he's coming back today, right?
No, he's not expected to play.
Have you seen,
he's not going to play
Have
today.
You seen any video of Patrick
You
Mahomes?
Son of a, you looked at the TV screen.
No, I
it literally
research.
Says on the screen.
I did research.
Chiron,
all right.
Not expected
have
to
you
play.
Seen any,
I was
like,
doing so much research last night.
Have you seen any recent film of Patrick Mahomes? He can barely.
You see him stretching?
Oh, he looks, he can barely
they
walk.
Fall down.
But don't you think it's fair to say that he is more capable of transitioning to pocket passer than
yeah, he is accurate
Lamar
at the
right
very,
now?
Right? Yes.
Lamar
yeah,
has
right
to
now.
Run.
Right
Mahomes
now.
Is better when he runs, but probably is more capable of making that transition to pocket
right,
passer.
Right, I agree with you. But where Patrick Mahomes is at his best is when he has the ability to get out. He's not the greatest pocket passer.
Right.
So what you would want to do, even if he was healthy, your game plan would keep him in the pocket, make him go through his progressions.
Right.
Don't allow him the ability to get outside the pocket and then improvise.
So when you say that only the elite quarterbacks
that's
you
it.
Think could beat the Patriots,
basically,
is that
he only has Hall of Fame slash
I know,
MVP
but,
well, this
quarterbacks.
Defense
so my
is
question,
that good.
So and that's because of this defense specifically, because Patriots in recent years have lost to Nick Foles in the Super Bowl.
That's, you know, that wasn't.
But
the
that's
same,
not this defense.
That's not
this defense. I, well, no,
and
I
agree with
it's
him.
100%. It's definitely not. But I'm just saying.
What about running the ball?
That's where I was.
Seems like
go
they
with
got
it.
A little wart there. With
I feel
the
like that's
defense.
And that's why. And I don't want to say, oh, the Ravens are going to win because I don't think that they will. But they are the best running team in football.
Can the team run on the Patriots? Yeah.
Yeah.
But can you win running the football?
I think you can.
No.
I think you can beat this Patriots team running the football
right.
because their offense isn't going to score 28 points.
Yeah, but running the football means you have to run the football, and then running has to lead to you then scoring touchdowns.
Well, 100%, right. 100% it does.
But the problem is this. It's very difficult in today's NFL. You can run the football all you want, but there's going to come drives, and there are going to come series where on first down, defensively you do a good job, and now it's second and nine. Or it's you end
right.
up third and eight.
Yeah, you
and so you have
patient.
To throw the
you
football.
You
got to
stick with it.
You know, can't make you're going to have to make some timely throws.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can't run the football.
But I just think in years past, I would agree with you. If a team says, "Oh, we're going to run the ball," it's like, "Well, Tom Brady's going to score 21
yeah, right.
by
that,
then, and then you're going to have to pass it." Now it's not the case.
But
as long as your offense doesn't allow the defense to score, as long as if the Patriots' defense and special teams doesn't score. Which, again, they've scored in just about every game. But if they don't, then I think a team can run the ball and beat them.
But if you run the ball for 200 yards,
yeah.
you only score 9 points.
Well, no, that's not going to work.
That's
right.
the point. When
right.
you
that's
look
not going to work. You need to run it all the way in. You can't fumble like Nick Chubb. You can't
right.
do that. You have to.
Which is what the Ravens have done. They've run the ball, but
right.
then hit big plays in the passing game.
Right,
yeah,
right.
And that's how they've put in their recipe.
Because they've scored a ton of points, but you don't look at them and say, oh, that's one of the great offenses in the league. Because they do it very differently.
Well, plus, a lot of it was in the Dolphins game.
Right.
And
yeah,
Andy,
but they played seven games.
Andy makes a great point, right? You can run the football, but sooner or later you have to hit those big, to hit those passing plays to score the points.
And I don't know if they can.
And
I don't know if this team can. That's what
the
I'm
Ravens.
Saying. The Ravens. I don't
well,
think
they
can.
Like Hollywood's a question. He didn't practice on Friday.
He probably
not
never
plays. But Andrews has been their guy. I saw a stat. I think he has the most 20-yard receptions for any tight end.
He's like six? He's got a bunch
so,
of whatever it
you
is.
You know, down the seam. And the other thing that I would look at from a Patriots perspective, and Bill talked about it this week, sort of, you know, they've kind of been a two defensive lineman team a
right.
lot. Do you change what you're doing and say, listen, they're going to run Mark Ingram. we need to have a little more meat on the field? No, or do you keep doing what you do and play the way you play?
No, you do what you do and you bring an extra guy in the box. So what you and what I would do is I would
defensive coordinator Wiggy.
Yes. Yeah.
Cap is on.
Cap is on.
Yep. He runs both sides.
I would run blitz. So meaning that I would send an extra guy, but the extra guys or guy would be more of a run stopper. You know what I mean? You're not trying to get after the court. You're just trying to hog up every gap there is. So now the running back can't get going. That's what I would do. And there would always be an extra guy. And that extra guy, you'd have to tell him, wrap up. Because if you can wrap up, you're going to be free. That's going to be the issue with this team. If the Patriots lose this game, we'll be able to go back the next day and go, remember the 3rd-and-8 play where so-and-so had Lamar Jackson in the backfield, dead to rights.
They missed
the tackle, and boom, he goes for 45 yards.
Well, because a lot of times, and they talk about it every week on the TV broadcast, when they show you the replays and they show you the types of formations that the Patriots have defensively and what they're doing, where like one missed tackle could lead to really big plays.
Oh, yeah.
Like they bring everybody up, and you're like, well, who's left there? Like, who's the last line of defense? Right. Like, oh, no, they're up in the line of scrimmage now, or they're running over or whatever they're doing. They got man-to-man. So I don't know if the Ravens have the personnel to do that. Again, Hollywood Brown would be a big play candidate, but he never plays, and he's hurt again this week, so I don't know. He's questionable right now.
Well, one thing I think is getting a little overlooked, everybody's fixating on Lamar Jackson for good reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's a great player. Yeah. He will probably decide the game. If he makes some key throws, they will win. If he makes some key mistakes and he's a broken man like Mayfield and Darnold, they're probably going to lose.
Then they're screwed.
But they also have a traditional running game.
Yeah.
Mark Ingram can just...
He's good.
He's got averaging 4.7 a carry. He's up near 500 yards.
He's better than Frank Gore.
So,
And Frank Gore, nice game.
Nick Chubb, Le'Veon Bell. There's been a few guys that have found room to run.
Yeah.
Right.
If he can get going early, if Mark Ingram, traditional running game, gets going early, I think that makes that Ravens offense a lot more dangerous.
Well, see, the difference is, though, with Baltimore's running game, and this is where I think you can defend it with bringing more guys. You know, when you got good quarterbacks and you say, okay, well, how do we slow this guy down, or how do we make plays? We blitz him and put a guy in his face. What the thing about Baltimore's running style is they built their run around Lamar. They built their running game around Lamar Jackson.
Right.
So when you look at what they do, think about Brandon Spikes, what we used to see. Remember a lot of those run blitzes and getting up in there?
Just blowing guards up.
I think that's what you're going to see is a free running, whether it's Jamie Collins, whether it's Hightower. You're going to see 8 guys in the box and them saying, all right, the linemen are going to secure their gaps, and then we're going to try to sneak other guys through for running elements.
Can I throw out a concern?
Singular
player.
Jeez, for 14 minutes of the program, concern?
He comes out hot.
Concern?
I do come out hot.
Every
I
time
have a question
I hear,
for you,
every
ready,
time
by
he
way.
Doesn't have any concern.
Every time I hear him on what you guys Friday, you're always like, well, we got 3.5 hours.
Easy.
He's like, can I throw this out there yet?
And then the last half hour, he's like kind of angry at that point. Yeah. I don't know why. Like, he gets all upset.
It kind of reminds me of the one time I ran the indoor 400 in high school. They needed an extra runner. And that's 2 laps around. No, it's 2 around those indoor tracks.
Oh, the indoor.
And I took off.
You had
and
a good
I was
200.
Leading.
You had a good 200.
The third turn.
By the time we got to the 300 mark.
Yes. No, I literally could hear people because those indoor
right
tracks, people are just standing there right on the turn.
Yeah.
And I hear a guy go, oh, he can't keep this up. There's no way. I went from first place to last by about 50 yards.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they say the refrigerator jumped on you. It was the refrigerator, the dishwasher, the micro. They all jumped on.
It was like a dog on a retractable leash.
I come out fast. Sometimes I fade.
I think I know what you're going to say about Wiggy. How he has concerns?
Wait, no, you said
you have no concerns about the team.
But Andy said he had a concern.
Okay, all right, let's hear
it. You had one player on defense who was a concern, who's not necessarily a top-end guy but plays a lot, who would it be?
Ooh. On the Patriots
defense? In this game against Lamar Jackson in this defense, there is one guy that has had a good rotational depth role that I think if I'm the Ravens, I can take advantage of. Let me know when you want a clue.
Yeah.
A lot of dead air.
I'm imagining that it would have to be. I'm trying to think because I don't want to just throw anything too reckless out there.
So I'm imagining that if it's going to be a concern, it could lead to a big play. It'd have to be somebody in the back end.
Nope.
Not secondary. Well, secondary's pretty solid.
Front end. No, I trust the secondary.
All those guys.
I trust pretty much.
I don't know who was it because I don't really see a concern up front.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute.
You don't see a concern.
We'll get to that in a minute.
Well, you said up front.
But anywhere.
But it's up front. He's right.
I know.
He doesn't see a concern anywhere that I'm going to jump on.
That's what I was going
to say. That's it.
That's a side issue.
He's saying that this
two different topics.
This concern could potentially lead to big plays.
Play, big play. Is it somebody that might be covering, what, the tight end? Or you think it's just like a missed tackle?
Could be a missed tackle. Could be somebody with long, flowing blonde hair.
Oh, Chase.
Winovich?
Chase.
Yeah. I could see, because he's one of those high motor,
where it's contained.
I'm getting there crazy.
Give me contained.
Oh, shoot. He just ran right by. Like,
runs around
I concern him. Now, maybe they won't play him.
Chase Winovich.
Yeah, but he only plays like 10 plays. Right. He doesn't play.
They're going to miss Michael
Bennett.
But
it only takes
today,
two of those for like 40-yard runs, and all of a sudden you're like, hey, Chase, why don't you go sit on the bench over there?
We're good here.
Because you don't want him chasing Lamar Jackson.
See
what I did there?
That's the only reason why you brought him up, so you can say that.
Okay,
live.
Now can we get to it?
Yeah.
So I'm listening to the Greg Hill Show.
Okay.
And Jermaine Wiggins is on.
Ratings are amazing when I'm on.
You do a fine job. I will be honest. Many times I don't know what you're going to say, and it entertains me.
Yeah. Okay.
It's the name
except
of the game.
When someone says, oh, Wiggy, you got any concerns with the kicking game? And you said,
no.
Bill Belichick has concerns with the kicking game.
No, but I don't know if it was... I don't think he said, do I have concerns
he did.
With it.
Can we get the audio?
John's looking for it.
I think he said, does the kicking game bother you in any way? If I didn't know, I would have known. I thought it was...
Okay.
Whether it's Younghoe Koo...
Yeah. A lot of people said it a different way that was inappropriate.
Okay, so whether it's Younghoe Koo... Or whether it's
you didn't care
Mike Nugent.
Yeah, I would say all of them are very concerning
right.
to me.
I look at it like this.
So all concern does not mean no concern. Like somehow you make everything be a concern.
No, I look at that position where it doesn't matter who you got that back there.
They suck?
That's the point. It really doesn't matter.
But that matters.
That in it of itself is a concern.
Well,
right now, if they have the chance to either go for it on 4th and 7 or kick a 45-yard field goal, what do you think they're going to do?
I'd say go for it on 4th and 7.
Right.
And
their offense isn't that good.
Right. That shouldn't be what you need to do. That should be 3 points, or at least the shot at 3 points.
It should be
85% of 3 points, or whatever it is.
It should be, but you look at it and there's... You look at it since Guskowski, we were big on Guskowski
back and forth,
as far as, Keith wanting him out of here.
Right.
But now that he's gone and you see the other guys that potentially coming in, you look at it and you go, that's one of those positions. Does it concern you?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, I don't even really
care. But you said it didn't.
You said no. And you said no with like the immediate reaction of, how could it?
Well, that position means absolutely nothing to me now. That's
Wait
like
about
a,
it. For a team that
the offense
isn't playing
isn't
great offensively, plays good defense, like there's a whole formula here.
The
I
reason
heard
why,
Bruschi talk on OMF one
the
day.
The reason why, here's why I don't concern myself with the position.
No.
You know why I don't concern myself with the position?
Is that the actual no from it?
No, that was the one right now.
No, that was a different no, but it was a similar thing.
Same thing.
That's but the reason why I don't the reason why I don't concern myself with that position is because nothing's going to fix that position. So I'm concerning myself with an issue that's not going away. No.
I just look at
it's still a concern.
Your room for error isn't as good now. Like, now you need to plan on winning every game by 7 and not by 3 because if you have to come down to a field goal, I don't love your chance. I said this analogy, I think, I forget if it was with you, Andy, or on Friday or whenever. It feels now like if it's a close game late and the Patriots have to go down and kick a field goal, it feels like you're watching a college game where you have no idea if Alabama LSU could get down to a kick and you're like, I don't think this is going in.
Well, that's
no
why,
this kick's
that's why
make
I look at
kick.
The position. I go, it's like there's that position means nothing to me now. It's like somebody, hey, listen, I'm a sprinter and I lost my leg. Can I be concerned about it? No, because guess what? It's not growing back.
I'd be super concerned about it. That's the first analogy of Week 9's NFL Sunday.
Yeah, but I have to.
I would be concerned.
I have to deal with what I have.
Now
right,
you're Oscar Pistorius.
Yeah, but you can't sprint anymore.
Yeah, you're done.
So you just in that analogy sort of eliminated the Patriots.
Yeah, that sounds like you've never been concerned
sprint.
About
yeah,
anything.
You're
not concerned about
gotta,
that, then I don't know change, when you're going
to
be.
You got to change your sprinting style.
It's called hopping.
Hands.
Yeah.
Well, that's not good. You're not going to be competing for a Super Bowl that
you gotta,
way.
You got to compete in other ways.
But you've been eliminated from the competition in your analogy.
Well, and I also
well,
think
that competition.
This
I'm, just
week,
I'm saying you can't concern yourself with something that is not coming back.
I mean, that's a great mentality, and I hope you can maintain that throughout life.
Yeah,
I lost my leg. I guess I'll just look in a different direction. Doesn't bother me.
Wait, I mean, but also it's pretty,
it's not coming back.
It's true.
Nick Folk, who most of us don't even think will end the season,
no.
He's going to make his team debut the same game that they're playing against Justin Tucker, who might be the greatest kicker of all time.
That's what Bill said.
He did
called
say
him the
but
greatest
they, when
kicker
you asked,
of all
when you thought about the beginning of the year with Gostkowski, right?
Yeah, I didn't have a lot of
there
hope.
There were issues with him as a kicker.
Yes.
And you looked at it and you go, well, you know what? This is what you got. And he's basically, he's one of those people you throw out there. Hey, you flip a coin for whatever's going to happen.
That's one of my biggest pet peeves is people still do
that's
it now.
That's my
they're
thought
like,
process.
Oh, they're like, oh, Nick Folk. They're like, oh, I bet those people that wanted Gostkowski gone feel stupid. Like, no. Gostkowski would have missed just as many kicks as Nugent probably, maybe more. Nugent would have had a better extra point
well,
percentage.
You could have at least considered a field goal, I don't know, longer than 38 yards or something.
Oh, yeah, you probably would have.
He might have missed from 50, but you would have at least tried it.
Right. No, I know.
Like, I keep going back to last year's Super Bowl when Brady had to convince Bill. Remember that little mic'd up thing? And he's like, just kick the field goal and the game's over when Bill was thinking about going for it. I forgot the exact distance. But this year, if you had Nugent, that wasn't even a consideration.
No, you're not doing it. No,
and
you're not even trying.
I don't know what it'll be with
Folk. That's why I look at this as a...
But you took a weapon away.
Right. And like, you got to play without this weapon. So you have to
so
be...
So that's not good.
You have to...
that's
not
concerning.
I'm not saying it's not good, but I'm not...
Concerned?
I've moved past that. You know what? Hey, I've moved past the
I like the mentality.
That's good confidence.
If I'm a player or if I'm one of the coaches on the team, I'm telling the offense and the defense, hey, listen, we can't concern ourselves with our kicking game because we don't have one. So we have to be better. We have to be better in these other areas. So offensively, we got to make sure we get close enough to where, hey,
it is a different mentality, though, right? Because if you were on a team and you had a good kicker, and you've been on teams with good kickers, and you guys said, all right, we get the ball down to the 30, let's not do anything too stupid here because there are points.
Right.
But now with this team, it's like, well, we got to get the ball down
to
the 20. Yeah, the 30 means nothing. The 30, we might even punt. We honestly might send out the punting team.
Right.
Right. Like, so how do you concern yourself with something that you know there's no fixing it?
But you're having your hand forced. Like taking away some ability
I never said that they haven't taken that away, but I'm not concerned. I'm not concerning myself with this position.
I just think maybe it's semantics, but I think you should be concerned because especially if they lose the game and it's close, chances are there was either a missed field goal, a missed extra point, or one of these scenarios we're talking about where normally you just don't even attempt
but I would
it,
go back,
normally
but
would
I would go
it.
Back and I would go, if they lost the game, I would go back and go, you should have been better here so you didn't have to rely on the field goal.
So, Wiggy, if you're in the middle of the ocean and the boat's going down and you can't swim.
Here we go. Here's an analogy.
Are you concerned with your inability to swim?
Or is that too late at that point?
Not if I have a life preserver. Yeah,
Wouldn't you like to have a life preserver and the ability to swim?
Yeah, you can have both.
I can't have both in this
Everybody
situation.
Else on the boat has both.
You got to choose one.
My
ability to tread water or raft.
No, I can't. How can I concern myself with swimming when I can't? I don't know how.
I bet you at that point you'd be concerning yourself with it, saying, I should have learned to swim.
I would say, what? I got to do everything I can to get my hands on one of them.
Rip it out of somebody else's.
Hey, little kid, I need that.
Get
one of my hands.
Swim. Get away. Old lady, that's mine.
Those life preserver donuts, that's all I can worry about. And that's the thing, right? So you can't concern yourself with knowing how to swim. Guess what? You don't know how to swim. But how do I get... I can't get to one
it's
of those...
It's a great mentality if you can really maintain.
It absolutely
but can
is.
You get to one of those life preservers?
If you're at the top of a hill and you don't have brakes, I'm not going to concern myself with that. I don't have brakes.
Patriots kicking is one of the storylines. Storylines are brought to you by Cars
That's
for Kids.
Why they
the
have
easy
those
way
lanes,
to donate your car.
Go off.
Donate today and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. We'll get into the quarterback head coach duo that the Baltimore Ravens present. Where are they? Where do they rank in the league as it relates to Brady and Belichick? Your phone call, 617-779-7937. And Tommy Kern will join us at 11:30. This is NFL Sunday brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back to NFL Sunday with Christian Fourier, Jermaine Wiggins, and Rich Keefe on Sports Radio WEEI.
Well, do you think it's the first real test of the defense?
No. You really think the Patriots are going to lose to... Listen,
no.
Lamar Jackson at quarterback. That's their quarterback. When you look at the Patriots' schedule and the quarterbacks that they played, what's the difference between him and Sam Darnold? What's the difference between him and Josh Allen?
That's Wiggy from the Greg Hill Show earlier this week. And,
yeah, somebody explain to me the difference.
So you're lumping
besides
in
the race. Rushing yards.
But here's my thing. Oh, yeah.
He wanted me to paint the picture of what's different.
I mean, I knew that. But besides the rushing yards.
I feel like your point, because you were on with us a couple of times every Monday and Wednesday, you think that Baltimore and Lamar Jackson are just like every other team they've already played. You think it's like crap team?
Yeah, I don't.
See, I think they're above that.
They are.
They might be a step above, like, when you're thinking about
like Miami and Washington and both New York teams.
They're a step above those teams. But when we talked about, give me another reason besides his ability to run the football.
Yeah.
What separates Lamar Jackson? Because when I look at the quarterback position, it's about what can that quarterback do when he has to make the tight throws? He has to make the throw under pressure. He has to make the throw with the guy in his face. That is what quarterbacks have to do against this defense to be successful.
But one of the things is, so quarterback rating, not a perfect stat, but it's one that, you know, it's easy to point to because there's a whole bunch of stats that go into it.
Mm-hmm.
And for a while there, the Patriots only played the guys at the very bottom. They played the worst of the worst of the worst at the bottom, whether it was, I mean, you look at the bottom right now, Josh Rosen, Sam Darnold, counting from bottom top, Josh Rosen, Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, Ryan Fitzpatrick, then Andy Dalton, who they have not faced, then Josh Allen. So they've faced all those guys. Then you go up a couple more and it's Daniel Jones. They have faced all the worst quarterbacks in the league. And again, they've helped make them that bad. Mm-hmm, there's no doubt. I'm not taking anything away from the defense. But then you have a guy like Lamar Jackson who's much more middle of the pack. He's got a 94 quarterback rating.
But he's middle of the pack. A lot of it is from that Dolphins game.
Okay.
He has 11 touchdowns. 5 came against the Dolphins. He'd be 6-5 without that game, right?
It was a big game.
Right. And I know you don't take those away.
Yeah.
But like I brought it up. In three of his first 4 games, he was above 96. Okay?
Yeah.
3 of his last 5, he's below 70.
Right.
Like he's trended in the wrong direction.
He has. But
and
running,
even that Seattle game, you know what he did in Seattle?
Oh, that was bad.
9 of 20 for 143 yards, 69 rating, no touchdowns, no interceptions.
You know what he also did in Seattle?
1.
Yeah.
Yes.
He won the game.
So he had 118
yards rushing.
If you
want to go with that, he's a winner.
Like, he's 5-2.
I think he has some of that.
I'm going to take that. He's 5-2.
He's also capable of hideous games.
Oh, 100%.
I can tell you last year against the Chargers, hideous game.
Oh,
I can tell you his last college game, there was a bowl game. I forgot who. It was embarrassingly bad.
He cooled way off.
Right.
In his college.
So he's done that this season.
Yeah. But all you have to do is be a good team, smart team defensively.
Yeah.
Even in the Seattle game, take away his ability to run the football. Right? Say, we're not going to allow you to run the football. We're going to make sure if you run the football, it's going to be because you made about 2 or 3 guys miss.
But I'm saying even if
– You went sideline to sideline and then picked up 40 yards.
Even if his quarterback rating is a little bit inflated because of the Miami game, and I'll give you that. So say you knock it down a little bit more. It's still better than almost all of the guys that you have faced already. And then on top of it, you add...
Because he's on a better team, coaches.
Fine.
I'll give him
this. And he's far and away the best runner out of that group, too. Which I'm not saying is going to be good for you 5 years from now, but tonight, it's going to be a factor.
But the thing I'm trying to say is the Patriots are going to take that element away or slow it down.
Yeah.
He's not going out there and rushing for 116, 17 yards like he did against the Seattle Seahawks, right? And when you look at that and you go, okay, that's the reason why the Baltimore Ravens were able to win that football game.
But I think at least it takes some preparation and some coaching. Whereas when they faced Sam Darnold and Josh Rosen, it was show up on time. That's all you had to do was be at the field when we tell you to be at the field. With Lamar Jackson, they actually have to sit there and say, here's the deal. When he lines up like this or when they're in this formation, this is where we need you to be. You have to pay it. He has a skill set that nobody else has at the position, at the very least.
Okay, I will give you that. But if I said to you, Sam Darnold, Daniel Jones, maybe Josh Allen, who else have they
faced? Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield. Let's use those 4 guys.
Luke Falk.
No. Let's use those 4 guys.
Leave him out of here.
Those guys happen to go out there and be on against the Patriots. They're on. They have a great day. And then Lamar Jackson goes out there, and he's on. Which quarterback concerns you out of those 5 guys the most?
On as a passer?
On as a passer.
I've seen.
Oh, Sam Darnold. I still think Sam Darnold has upside.
But
wouldn't
Lamar Jackson be at the bottom of that list?
As a passer?
Yes. Right. So that's what I'm looking at. They're going to take that away. They're going to limit it. And they're going to say, you're going to have to be a passer.
But I also think...
But can they do that?
Yeah, I don't know. Yes. I think they can.
I mean, he's on that
cusp.
The Kansas City
Chiefs did it. They held him to 44 yards.
But do you
yards.
Think that the Patriots are more likely to – I feel like we have this conversation weekly. Are they more likely to give up a big play, or are they more likely to give up a sustained drive?
Big play.
And don't you think Lamar Jackson's kind of full of them? Like,
yes.
The deep pat, like a flick of the wrist 60 yards down the field.
That's
and,
all they've talked about, the defensive
right.
backs. Is you,
and he
you
can
got
do
him,
it.
They got him hemmed in, then he starts to run, and you take one step up, and he flicks it over your head for 50 yards.
It's like effortless when you watch him throw
right,
the ball.
But that's because,
60 yards. I'm not saying he's accurate, but he's got arm strength for days.
You know why you step up? That's because he's broke containment. He's now outside the pocket, and now we have to step up to make a play, because if we don't, he's running for 40 yards. But if you keep him in the pocket and you make it there and you don't allow him the ability to, even if he gets outside the pocket, you still got guys that are kind of building a wall and saying, you're not getting, you might only get 4 or 5 yards. Now the defensive backs can stay on the receivers, and now he has to drop it. He has to put one right in there, drop it in the bucket. Throw has to be perfect.
So what happens if Mark Ingram goes right behind right guard, first carry of the game, 8 yards? And he goes behind left guard for 8 carries.
Let's 8 yards. I live with that.
Okay.
Because guess what? When you get down to the red zone, that everything starts to shrink.
Then he hits Mark Andrews, touchdown.
Everything starts to shrink.
You're not worried, right?
No. Everything starts to shrink, and you got to be even more accurate when you get down in the red zone, especially as a quarterback. You start to shrink. The field starts to shrink. And that's why I said running the football doesn't concern me.
So you don't think this is the best quarterback that they have faced? It just happens to be more the best team that they've
faced. It's the best team that they've faced.
Right. And so, that's tough because we don't know what the offense would look like with Baker Mayfield. We don't know. I think individually Baker Mayfield's better, but
if you put Baker Mayfield on Baltimore, isn't Baltimore still pretty good and Baker Mayfield's probably decent?
I think they're better because I think I respect the coaching staff, the organization,
so that's my next
sort of the atmosphere.
Right.
I think
and if you put Lamar Jackson on Cleveland.
Oh, it'd be a debacle.
Oh, they'd be an absolute mess. But John Harbaugh, clearly the best coach that they have faced this year.
Yeah. That's why I said this is probably.
Yeah. I mean, do you like Tomlin? I don't.
I do not like Tomlin.
Yeah.
This is the best team.
Do you like Adam Gase? Do you like Jay Gruden? He's not there anymore.
No, the closest I would say is McDermott, and I'm torn with him because he does some absolute wacky stuff during games where he flips out and throws challenge flags and loses his mind.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But I think he has a pretty good organization and plan, and you know he's put together a program, as they like to say.
His problem is he lacks the personnel on offense.
Right.
Yeah.
You look at this game. Here's what I'll say about this. Baltimore is the best team that the Patriots have faced all year long.
Correct.
Good.
But Lamar Jackson, I wouldn't say is the worst quarterback they faced.
Luke Falk.
But he's not the best quarterback that they faced this season.
So you have Mayfield ahead
of
him,
Mayfield
and
Adam,
Daniel Jones, and Sam Darnold.
I'd have Sam Darnold ahead of him.
Yeah, but it has to be what he does tonight. Like, if he does the Sam Darnold and just starts flinging the ball up, like,
he won't be worse than Sam Darnold.
Or if he shovel passes it to a defensive lineman. Like, they've lost their minds playing the Patriots.
Right, but I could easily see him doing that.
I could, too.
I
don't mean to play your side of the street, but I could, too.
I could
just as easily see him juking somebody out and running 40 yards.
Right.
Flipping the field, and all of a sudden, what's going on here?
I understand that, but I could also see then Bill and the defensive coaches making the adjustments. But I can't see him going, all right, now making this great decision, went through his progression, and put one right between the numbers on a deep crossing route. Can't see him doing that. I can see the blitz being in his face and him scrambling around there, and then all of a sudden trying to outrun everybody, and boom, somebody knocks the football out of his hand, scoop, score, it's going the other way because he's trying to do too much with his legs.
But what if he woo-woo-woo and right by you?
That's what I said.
You can't see that, can you?
No. If the Patriots lose...
Yes, he's special.
It'll be because you'll go back and you'll go, they had him dead to rights in the backfield. One missed tackle, two missed tackle, three missed tackle, he went 40
yards. Those missed tackles he forces.
Yes.
Like, he will have to have some sort of this guy's got a little something-something to him. He's
got to have one of those Michael Vick plays where he goes sideline to sideline.
And he's capable.
Yeah, and he's capable.
He can, definitely.
But that's what he's going to have to do. When you look at that, that's losing not because the other team was out game planned you or was better than you. It was because you didn't do your assignment, which is basically make the tackle, right?
Yeah, I mean,
think about these.
No, I think you got beat by an athlete.
But think about the touchdown that they gave up against the Redskins. Was that a touchdown that they gave up because it was a great design of a play? It was a
missed tackles.
That's
but I'm sorry. Lamar Jackson creates more missed tackles than.
I'm not saying he's
who was
not.
That? I don't remember.
But you
got to
be the guy on the jet sweep. I don't know. One of the receivers.
Yeah, like a no name receiver.
I'm not saying he doesn't.
And they just kind of all assumed that the other guy. You got him right. You got him.
Yeah, like no.
Stop ball. Stop ball.
But don't you? The point I'm making is that you have to be disciplined against Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
Be disciplined.
And that's a strength, I would say, of Belichick coach teams. That's where I would agree with you.
Yes.
But I have this stupid theory sometimes that special guys just prove they're special. Like in these matchups, they show up.
It was Steven Sims Jr.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have gotten that with 1,000 guesses, and I watched the whole game.
Yep. Yep. If he's special, if he is like on the hype train or whatever, like that new age quarterback, then this is a game where he makes it happen. And by the way, it's also a tough spot regardless of Lamar Jackson. On the road, Sunday night football in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Baltimore's playing well. That's a tough spot.
Yeah, it's not going to be. It's not.
It's the toughest test. I don't know if they're good. They're getting better as this stretch of games builds. Latter part of the season, there's some losable games, I think, on the horizon. Doesn't mean they're going to lose them, but they're losable. Mm-hmm. Some of those other games were not losable. Like, you weren't losing to Miami.
Nope.
You weren't losing to the Jets. They were the losers.
If they lose this game, we'll be in here the next day talking about how undisciplined they were, how many mistakes they made turning the football over, how many missed tackles that they had.
Is there any chance we just say, wow, the Ravens just beat them?
No.
No chance.
I love when he has the dismissive no.
Your window into the game brought to you by Concord Lumber, your local Anderson Windows dealer. We come back, we'll get the latest on N'Keal Harry. This is NFL Sunday brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're listening to NFL Sunday, presented by Kaplansky Insurance. The right coverage at the right price. Kaplansky.com on Sports Radio WEEI.
So N'Keal Harry, if they activate him this weekend, if you're planning on it, and how's he looked for you last week and so far here since he's come back?
Yeah, so the window on him would be through next Tuesday, a week from tomorrow. And he's been out there for 2 weeks, and he's he's worked hard. He's gotten a lot of reps on the scout teams, taking some reps with the rest of the group, some one on ones, things like that. So we'll see how it goes.
That was Bill Belichick on with OMF talking about their first round pick, N'Keal Harry, who has been activated to the 53 man roster.
I love when you say getting reps with the scout team.
Yeah, right. He's out there.
And then he ran out of words. He's
out there with the other guys. Who are the other guys? The other guys could be the second or third team.
Right. The football player.
Oh, God. That's some one on ones.
Here.
Well, everybody does one on ones in practice, right?
He's got his own locker.
Is he getting reps with the first team?
No. Feels pretty safe to say no.
Yeah.
So we will get the list of inactives around 7 o'clock tonight. Will N'Keal Harry be active? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, I think he'll be active.
Why would you, maybe there's a reason for this that I'm too dumb to understand, but
no.
Why would you activate him if you could wait till Tuesday, which is something Bill immediately brought up.
Right.
Would you put him on the roster and then not have him on the game day roster?
Well, maybe it's depending on who can go. You have 8 guys who are questionable, and so give or take, and you'd rather have him out there if other guys can't go.
But you know the receivers that you're dressing. Edelman, Dorsett, Sanu,
Myers.
Jacoby Myers.
Right. And then if Gunner is your punt returner,
but Gunner's separate.
But Gunner, he's the extra receiver because he's the punt returner.
But Gunner and Matthew Slater are separate, and then it'll be N'Keal Harry.
How many receivers we need here? And how many receivers do we need Brady doesn't really want to work with?
Yeah, so that's 5 receivers that don't really even play special teams. Like, I don't know if you need N'Keal Harry tonight. First of all, you don't need N'Keal Harry tonight. But I think they probably did tip their hand. If he's activated, he's probably going to play. At the same time, last week, they only had 52 players on the active roster.
Although they've also had Damian Harris active a couple games where he did nothing.
Yeah.
Right. He got into one really late because Michelle limped off. And this reminds me, did you hear the Saban rant a couple weeks ago where somebody said, would you play so-and-so to start the process
like a bad
of him?
Team or whatever?
And I almost feel that way about Harry. Like, I don't know that you want to or need to play him tonight, But do you want to just start the process of game reps, getting him a few reps out there with Brady?
I would think so.
I would think so, too. I'd be afraid to ask Belichick. What process we want to start is winning the game, beating the Ravens. Oh, that's a process.
Here's what you get from N'Keal Harry. You get N'Keal Harry dresses, and then what you ultimately get is the receiver coach, Troy Brown. I think Troy's one of the receiver coaches down there. He does a lot with the receivers coach. So he'll probably be like, all right, this series, when we go half personnel, he give you the half personnel. Yes, as they like to say,
12.
11 or 12 personnel. You can do that.
But it was Detroit.
Detroit is two tight ends. But when they go, okay, we're going to go four receiver set or things of that nature, Myers, you and N'Keal Harry are going to rotate every series.
Except.
So one series you'll see Myers out there, and then the next series you'll see N'Keal.
What does N'Keal Harry do well?
N'Keal Harry?
What does he do well?
To this point, I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Well, we've seen a little bit. I don't have to be so negative.
I know, I'm not being negative.
So dismissive.
Maybe like some slants.
I expect nothing.
Well, back shoulder.
Can he do Josh Gordon stuff?
Back shoulder.
Yeah.
If you're Tom Brady, how great do you feel about, because back shoulder, there's some trust involved,
some
timing.
Some trust.
How great do you feel about throwing a back shoulder to N'Keal Harry against the Ravens?
Yeah.
With, I don't know, maybe Marcus Peters sniffing around over there.
Yeah, right. That doesn't sound great.
I could see him dancing the other end of the field.
Yeah, you don't.
I think he's going to be throwing to Mohamed Sanu a lot more than he's going to be throwing to N'Keal Harry tonight.
And that's why I said when you look at them two, those two will be the guys that will go back and forth. You know, hey, Jacoby, you got this series. Myers, you got this
series.
But at
least he's played with Myers. Now he's got a couple games. He had those two games where it was like 9 for 9 on all the targets.
Here's what I think you'll get from Brady and N'Keal Harry. Maybe one of those quick tunnel screens or one of those quick now routes where we've seen it with Josh.
He's an ex-NFL player.
Yeah.
We have half personnel with a tunnel route now. People like it. They feel like they're on the team.
Well, I'm going to explain where he just turns around from the line of the scrimmage and Brady just throws him the football.
Yeah.
Like we see that with Josh Gordon. That's kind of like a now route. You just turn around and
I'm throwing it to you right now.
Catch the ball and we'll see what happens.
What happens when Brady goes blah, 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 now half, blah, 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 break, and N'Keal Harry jogs left and Brady goes,
No.
Idiot, right.
Right.
That's going to happen.
Then you're going to hear, hey, Troy, hey, Jacoby, go get N'Keal. You got him.
N'Keal, you're done.
You're done after that play.
Get that effing rookie off my effing field.
Just get him off there.
Let's go to Bill in Swampscott. He joins us next year on NFL Sunday. What's up, Bill?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Listen, you guys keep bringing up the Seattle game, but if you really watch that game, Russell Wilson was 20 for 41.
He was awful.
When is he ever? Yeah, that's right. And they also had two scores up defensive returns. They had an interception and they had a fumble.
So it was a Patriots game.
I don't know. Do you give any credit to the Ravens defense then?
No, yeah, I do.
Oh, okay.
You guys talk. You can't. You're talking about Jackson. That game had very little to do with Jackson. It had much more to do with that. Russell Wilson had a really bad game.
Oh no, Bill!
You don't give the Patriots defense credit for what Sam Darnold did. He just had a bad game.
No, I'm not saying that. But you guys are talking of Jackson, like he was the reason that they beat Seattle.
But that's also the way it works. Like people give Garoppolo credit for being 8-0. It's their defense. Patriots get credit.
Yeah, but
Brady.
I'm with Bill. I'm with Bill on this one. I don't give Garoppolo credit.
Oh well, we'll get into Garoppolo here in a second.
But my point on Jackson, you don't give Brady credit.
No, but Jackson,
you don't give Brady credit, right? A lot of silence over there.
Oh, no, Wiggy, come on.
He doesn't get much credit for where they are.
You don't give Brady a lot of credit?
For where this team is right now.
Wow, so he's just sort of riding the coattails.
He's like Lamar Jackson or Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't hear you say that often when I tune into the Greg Hill show.
So
Brady's like a Jimmy Garoppolo to you?
No, he's not a Jimmy Garoppolo. He's better than a Jimmy
Garoppolo. I think we just stumbled upon something.
No. He's better than a Jimmy Garoppolo. Yeah. But when you look at and if you were going to give credit, right? We know we love
Credit Pie.
Credit Pie.
Yeah. Keith actually copywrote that.
I made that up.
All right, so Credit Pie, percentage pie. We love it.
Yeah. Make sure you give credit. Otherwise, Gary Goldman's going to tweet you.
Yeah, right. When you look at that.
What
would be the percentage of what this Patriots defense has done on your credit pie versus the Patriots offense?
Oh, 87%.
I was going to say 93.7.
All right.
Hey, well done. Yeah, it's right on the wall right there in big red.
All right, we'll get into Jimmy Garoppolo. And
can you answer that question for me
here?
When we get back?
We just said 87%. Why are you yelling at us?
So that means the offense.
I just don't generally hear you specifically diminish Tom Brady's accomplishments.
I'm not diminishing his accomplishments. I'm just saying when you look at this Patriots team, the offense hasn't you know, they haven't done a ton to help them get to the
end. We will you don't have to say the offense. You can say Brady.
The undefeated San Francisco 49ers. Are we staring at a Patriots-Niners Super Bowl? Also, I thought Emmanuel Sanders looked really good on Thursday. We'll get into all of that here on NFL Sunday. It's presented by Kaplansky Insurance. The right coverage at the right price. Kaplansky.com. And also in part by the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers and Needham Bank.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.